T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Think back to the start of the coronavirus pandemic, roughly 6 months ago, even though it feels like an eternity. The intense focus was on testing to be able to quickly locate outbreaks and take the necessary steps to quell them. Now, fast forward to the present day, and testing is even more crucial as infections and hospitalizations soar. Testing was a problem at the start, and 6 months later, testing is still a problem. Dr. Yannis Ben-Amor is a microbiologist and executive director of the Center for Sustainable Development at Columbia University. Thank you for joining us, doctor. So, as a country, what's wrong with us? We can't seem to get our testing act together. Other countries, small and large, have managed to do it. We don't seem to be able to. Why not?
Oh, first of all, thank you for having me on your show again. Let me set up the stage with just a few numbers that will help you understand where we are. So we have, as of today, identified around 2.9 million cases of people who either currently have COVID or have COVID. But experts are thinking that this number may be 10 times more. There could be actually 30 million Americans who either have COVID right now or have COVID in the past. Since we started testing in March, we went from zero tests on March 1st to 27 million tests now. And it is true that makes us the country that has tested the most in the world. But it's not actually the metric that we should be looking at. On a daily basis in the United States, we test around 500,000 to 700,000 people, which is not enough. If you look at the level of infection, experts have actually identified that in order to diagnose effectively everybody, we should be testing between 1 to 10 million people every day. And most experts think that that number should be between 3 and 5 million. So that means that we are at about 10% of what we should be testing. And the other way to look at it is the positivity rate. So in New York City, we had the notable epicenter of the pandemic back in March and in April. Right now, our positivity rate is about 1 to 2%, which is quite good. But there are other states whose positivity rate is about 20, 26% or 15%. So that means that clearly they're not testing enough.
So the number, just I want to jump in, because the number that you say we should be at, how realistic is that to reach if we had done things differently, and when would we have needed to do those? Was that one of the points of the lockdown, was to ramp all this up?
Correct. So one of the things that we should have done, and definitely New York City has done quite well, is to ramp up and put in place effective systems so that when we actually open, and we open at the right time, when the number of infections are low, you would try to prevent a second wave. So last time you had me on the show was around May 1st, and then you asked me, are the states ready for opening? And I told you no. I told you no because a lot of the states still had too many cases. Their infection was going up or was stable. So they weren't actually finding all of the cases that they were supposed to. And now that has led, since Memorial Day, literally to an explosion of cases in states like Louisiana or Florida or Texas. And so the system is stretched. There is a problem of capacity. And think about the fact that this is not like testing for blood group. Once you do the test, blood group, you know that's not going to change. You are A, you are O. COVID positivity, you could do it every 3 days, and at some point your test result is going to change. In the context of New York City, for example, we don't have that anymore because our positivity is between 1 and 2%. So the likelihood of getting infected right now in New York City is quite low. So if you do a test once, you should feel comfortable that you don't have to do it again after 3 days. But in a context like Florida or Texas, you don't know. If you go out, you go to a bar, you go to a restaurant, you may, or you go to a beach, you may be infected. And so the negative test of today may mean
all
nothing
right, so,
next week.
All right, so here, but I guess what it comes down to now is this fixable or are we just hopelessly lost?
Sure. So let me tell you about the problems. The problem has to do with the fact that there are still shortages of supplies in the laboratories. Laboratories are saying that they don't have enough swabs, they don't have enough reagents. And if you are a laboratory and you are running out of a supply, then all of a sudden you cannot do any of the samples. And that, in return, leads to these delays that are being reported. People are waiting for 3, 5, 7 days. So some of the scientists have come up with a solution, which is to say, why don't we just pool the samples? So instead of using one test for one sample, we could pool samples, let's say 10 together, and if the result is negative, that's great. So you have actually saved 9 tests. You could do this in a context like New York because our positivity rate is low. But in a context like Florida and Texas, this becomes difficult because if you have a positive, then you have to test each of the sample again and you end up wasting time. Surprisingly, this may come as a shock, but not every test can be run in every lab. And this is a problem. You need to have the right machine, you need to have the right equipment, and you need to have the right lab technicians trained to run.
So wait a minute. Sorry to cut you short, but so really the answer to my question is yes, we are lost.
The second version. Yeah.
Yes.
So, okay.
I think that the states did not use the time of the lockdown adequately. Unfortunately, and the fact that there isn't a federal response right now is really hurting us. So you will see states are actually fighting on the global markets to get those supplies and to get those reagents, when really, if there was a federal system, we wouldn't have to deal with that.
Yeah, and they could split it all up. Dr. Yannis Benamor, microbiologist, executive director, Center for Sustainable Development at Columbia University.